there. Guess he was here to bother you again. Yeah, I did. I finished the cake. I think it turned out lovely. And I wanted to treat you to some, as a thank you. It wouldn't be what it is if it wasn't for you. For your help, I mean. Oh, really? You could smell it all the way here? And you were salivating? Oh no, I'm so sorry. I know what torture it is to desperately crave something. To only be able to admire from afar. Steal glances, trace wafts of smell. Anyway, I'm assuming you didn't have time to think about my offer of helping you with cleaning? Or with anything else? Given how beautiful and delicious the cake we made together is, I now have even more reasons to repay you back somehow. Please? I feel bad not being able to. Okay, yes, of course. I won't force you into this conversation again, and I won't ask you to let me in again. Although I really would not mind any mess you would conceivably... No, it's okay, I get it. I'm glad you're glad you could help. But since you won't let me inside, I thought I'd bring you some so you can have it on your own. Here, please have a slice. No, no, it's no problem at all. Please have it. I know you've done so much for me already, but I appreciate it if you could give me some feedback on it. Pretty please? With whipped cream on top? Just like this cake? Come on. You said the smell alone made you salivate. There's no way you wouldn't want to take at least a bite, right? I tried some before and it's really good. You're gonna love it. Plus, it'll make me feel terrible if you refuse. Like, I'm a failure. If I can't even bake a simple cake, then no one would want me to be their housewife. Right? Please? You... What? You think I'd make a wonderful housewife for someone? Why would you say that? Isn't that a bit hypocritical? Cute. And my thighs? What about them? Oh my. Thank you so, so much. You have no idea. No idea. Oh, you're probably just saying that. I mean, why would you be so uninterested if you actually thought that? I'm sorry. I took your politeness too seriously. No, there's no need to say all that. I'm sorry if you felt like I expected you to flatter me. I'm really sorry. Anyways, will you please have a slice of the cake? I put it on a plate for you, and I decorated and all. Please, please humor this silly little neighbor girl. You will? Really? Yes. Here you go. Please let me know if it's good. I hope you'll like it, but please don't pull your punches if there's anything wrong. Please stay still here with me. I want to see your reaction. Please? Intense, you say? Well, of course. There's a secret ingredient in it, you know. I wonder if you can guess what it is. No, that's not it. There is some juice in it, but no lemon juice. Good guess, though. How about you take another bite and try again? Ginger? No, that's not it either. You want a hint? Then one more bite, please. A big one for a big boy. That's it. Such a ferocious bite. Here's a hint. The intensity of flavor is not actually directly caused by the secret ingredient. It's meant to cover it. Any last guess? You know what they say. Third time's the charm. Oh, you were so close. Unfortunately, oh fuck, is not the secret ingredient. Not to the cake, anyway. But in all honesty, you couldn't have possibly guessed it right. It's quite an exotic cooking ingredient. Are you ready? Drum roll, please. The correct answer is rohypnol. Yeah, it's supposed to work very quickly. Are your muscular legs getting all weak and soft already? Don't worry. I may not look it, but I'm pretty strong. I won't be able to support your weight for long, but I can at least make sure you don't hit your gorgeous head on the way down. Oopsie. Don't collapse just yet. Let me first push you gently inside. There we go. Just lean on me and let your big body crumble. Now I'm gonna close the door and... Please, please don't struggle. Please, please, please. Looky here. I have a gun here. You're a big boy. Such a big boy. But it's a .45 cal, and it's point blank. If I shot you, you'd probably, before anyone could save you, save us. But I don't even want to think about that. So please be a good boy, a sweet boy, and don't struggle, okay? God, I love you so fucking much. Please don't struggle. I'm sorry for this. You're gagged, honey bear. I can't take it out. You'd cry for help, or say mean things. And yes, your legs are restrained, but please don't try to, like, kick me or choke me, please? You'd break me in half with them. Your shapely, thick, powerful legs. But please don't. I'm not here to hurt you. I have this gun here, so please be a sweet boy and don't struggle, okay? Yes, looking around is okay. We're in the living room. Your hands are tied to the radiator. I hope it doesn't hurt or feel too uncomfy. I wanted to tie you up in your bed so you'd be cozy and warm, but I couldn't get you on it, honey bear. I'm not strong enough. Plus, the only thing in here tough enough to really keep you down is the radiator. You won't believe me, but it actually took me an hour to get us here. Even though all I had to do was drag you like 30 feet from the door and tie your hands. You're so big. My big boy. I had no idea all these years. I mean, I could see, but being close enough to actually touch you is a completely different experience. This position with you on your wide back and me on top of you, straddling you, makes me realize just how crazy the size difference between us is. Oh, you were right before. I'm just a child next to you. But I can still make you happy, okay? I know you're only masturbating anyway. So my body, even if it's so small, would be an upgrade, right? I know you're browsing for flashlights sometimes, but never decide to get one. That means that your hands are not always enough, right? That you want something more? A hole you can lube up and slam your dick into. Something to simulate a real pussy better. Well, I have just a deal for you. Buy one, get another one free. Looky. Inside my little mouth, you can stretch out my throat with your dick and choke me with him. You can have me spend my days licking your cock buy equipment and plates to work out here at our place. And you could have me lick your body clean after every session. And the other hole is right here. It's touching your abs through our clothes. It's my pussy. You can use it to get off whenever you want it, however you want it. You can use all my holes exclusively for your pleasure. They might all be very tight at first, given your size. And since they've never been used like that. Oh, did that get you excited? You gave me nothing, no reaction when I practically begged you to let me serve you in any way. But I mentioned my little holes being untouched, and suddenly your breath quickens. Oh, honey bear, don't deny it. I felt a shiver run through your divine body. You actually like this, don't you? You like it when I tell you that I'd make for a wonderful fuck toy? Did my words paint a beautiful picture in your mind? Were you imagining slamming your splendid cock deep inside my virgin holes as I cry and thrash in pain and pleasure? Oh my, you actually meant it when you said I was cute. When you complimented my thighs. Twice. So this is why you're so cooperative. I thought you were just scared of the gun. But you actually want me. You want me bad, don't you? No way. Were you perhaps touching yourself to the thought of ramming your dick inside me? Making me scream your name? Now that I'm thinking about this, you didn't visit your usual porn sites the last couple of days. Oh god, if you really wanted me that badly, that would be so... Let me move my butt a bit lower on you. Oh my, you're so damn hard. My little dirty talk have that little effect on you? Oh, fuck. You seem a little uncomfortable with your dick to the side in your pants. Let me throw the pants. Yay! Now he's straight. Comfy? Nod, okay? I'm gonna grind on you a bit then. Shit. I can feel him twitching. Wear clothes. And you're actually grinding too. Fuck. You're so powerful. If you really want to be gone, you could probably just catapult me with your hips. I wonder. If I'd reach the ceiling, if you did it full force. but please don't try. I have this gun here. Oh fuck, you grew so big. I was sure it'd be okay, but will you even fit inside me all the way? Anyways, what was I even going on about? I'm so sorry. I'm too excited to think clearly. I swear I'm not like this with housework and stuff. I'll be a good wifey. I'll take care of all your needs, my big boy. I'll keep your belly full, your balls empty, and your mind relaxed. I'll make you happy. I promise. You'll see. My honey bear. Oh, yeah. The deal. A 2-for-1 deal. Although, I have more holes than that. And more uses. But, yeah. I can feel that you're sold already. You're grinding into my pussy and whimpering through your little gag. So, let me get to the payment details. For a compact package of ultra-modern, hyper-realistic, self-lubricating, organic, gluten-free fuckholes with a full lifetime guarantee, as well as a life companion with advanced cleaning, cooking, conversational, and comforting skills, your price is, and it's literally a price specifically tailored for you, for goods specifically tailored to you, your undivided love and devotion, and fertility until death. And perhaps, after I've had the chance to prove myself to you, when you've totally fallen for me, body and soul, a tiny metal ring for my tiny little finger. What did you say, honey bear? Quite the deal, right? Irresistible, wouldn't you agree? Although, in all honesty, and it really hurts me to say this, I don't think my body was actually tailored to you. Fuck. Honestly, I'm a little scared. You're so big under me. Your dick is pretty much the size of my forearm. Maybe bigger. I'd ask you to be gentle, but I'm literally raping you at gunpoint. Unless you admit you want it. Want me? Please? Honey bear? Please nod your head if you're okay with me. You're not moving your head. Just trying to speak through the gag. I'm sorry, honey bear. I can't take it out. It would kill me. If you said no, or that you hate me. If you called me names. I can't take that risk. I'm so sorry. If you accept me, if you grow to love me one day, then you'll eventually forgive me for what I'm about to do. Maybe we'll be coming back to this memory together. Maybe we'll cherish it. But if you don't love me and never will, and if you will hate me and resist me or run away or kill me, then I must have this at least. I need to have you today. If this is gonna cost me my life, then I want to know you intimately. My big boy. Please. I'm sorry. Let me take your pants off. Please don't kick me, honey bear. The gun, remember? Okay, here I go. Don't move. We wouldn't want it going off by accident, would we? And... oh, fuck. He's so big and springy. The dick I'll be taking care of till my dying breath. Or until we grow old together. And you can't get him up anymore. Okay. No more stalling. I'll strip for you. Please watch me. Let my body get you even harder. Please lust for me. Done. How is it? I don't know how biased I am since it's my own body, but I'd say I'm pretty close to your ideal, right? Except the height, maybe. We have already established that you like my thighs, but aren't my titties also nice? And my belly? Even though you're working out all the time, I would like to know your ideal woman would have some fat in strategically important places, like me. Oh, you're twitching. I'm curling your toes. Let me sit on you again. Please don't struggle. I'll wrap my moist thighs around your dick. Just like that. And start. Your shaft feels so good, rubbing against my clit and between my thighs. Oh, you're such a big boy. Oh, I wish I had both my hands free. I wish we didn't need this stupid gun. I wanna run my hands against your skin, feel your muscles, worship you. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. But I guess it'll have to wait. I can't take the chance. I can't lose this. Oh my. Is this your pre-cum? Honey bear, your dick is salivating for me, just like your mouth was for my cake before. Can't you see that we were a match made in heaven? I'll bake for you every day if you want me to. And I'll even give you enough cardio to burn the calories away. Oh, I love you, honey bear. I love you so much. Is it nice? Grinding against my pussy. Your grunts are so passionate, but I want you to confirm it. My big boy. Please nod your head. Please. Oh, yes. You're not just because of the gun. Honey bear, I'm so happy. But I'm already making you happy. Thank you so much for nodding your head. You're so sweet. I really want to kiss you. I want to kiss you so bad, but I'm scared. I'm too much of a coward. I'll just kiss your. Honey bear, fucking your hips this hard is a no-no, but it makes me so happy. So fucking happy. I think it's time, right? I kept you waiting long enough. It's time for you to fill my pussy. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, honey bear. All the talk about serving you and being a good fuck toy, but when the time comes to actually pleasing you, I stall and delay. We're both lubricated and ready, but you're just so damn huge. I'll just do it, okay? I'll just fucking do it. In one go. Please stay still for me, honey bear. And doesn't actually hurt that bad. Not nearly as much. Ow. Ow. As the thought of you not wanting me. No. No, please don't move yet. Please. Just give me a second, honey bear. It still stings when you move. Just a minute. Please. Can't believe you're inside me. You know what makes my brain just melt with happiness right now, honey bear? That we can't take this back. Even if you leave me after this, or if I go to jail or worse, even if someone attacks me tomorrow and hurts me, no one and no thing can ever take this away from me. No one will deflower me again. My first time will forever be with you. Alright, let's get moving now. Okay. I didn't even. No, my pussy was that deep. I was saving it for you, so I never inserted anything except my fingers. I had biology in high school, and I did some research on the internet. But your dick between my thighs, I was sure he wouldn't fit. Isn't a woman's body amazing, honey bear? Isn't my hole amazing? Oh my. You're nodding on your own. Shaking your hips. Firmly. But compassionately. Because you know it hurts a bit. Oh. You're so sweet. I'm so sorry I did this to you. To you. Why didn't you just let me in, honey bear? If you wanted me all along. I'm so sorry for the drug and the stupid gun. You know I'd never actually hurt you, right? Honey bear, I just needed something to convince you. Since I had nothing to tie your legs to. Your eyes dart between my face and the gun. And my tits. Is it doubt in your eyes? Please believe me. I'd never shoot you. Or even accept the possibility of it happening. The gun, it's not even loaded, honey bear. See? Let me pull the trigger for you. Looky, I'll even cock it and fire again. See? I never hurt you, my big boy. Why are you stopping? Moving? Honey bear? Oh, fuck. I shouldn't have. Shit. Yeah, I should have waited until after, or. I don't know, actually. Now that I think about it, this wasn't very well planned out at all. What the fuck was I gonna do afterwards, anyway? I'd have to untie you, take the gag off. I'm sorry. Please don't hurt me. Please don't throw me off. Honey bear. finish you. Let me make you feel good. Please? Let's just pretend this gun is loaded, okay? Please? You're getting so close. Please let me give you an orgasm. I'll tie you afterwards and you can do whatever you want with me. But please, at least this. I know it feels good for you too, honey. Honey bear. Oh my. He started moving again. Yes. Oh fuck. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. I love you. I promise I'll make you happy. I'm sorry. Fuck this gun. Finally, I can touch your chest like I always wanted. Oh. Glue my skin to yours as we shake our hips passionately. Oh, and I love you. You're so, so warm. Sticky with our sweat. I wanted to do this every day. Oh, honey bear, lick you clean. Get it to know your body like no one ever will. Fuck. I can barely hold on when you slam into me so furiously. Are you getting close, honey bear? Am I making you feel that good? Let me reach around your waist. I'll try my best to hold on, and you can go as hard as you want, okay? I'll try to stay in place for you. Please, make yourself feel good with me. Yes. Please. Give me my first cream pie. Flood my womb, my big boy. Honey bear, I love you. I'll be so good. Please let me make you happy like this. And so many other ways. I love you. Every day. Please have me. Please look me in the eyes as you come in me. You dumped it all inside me. Oh fuck. I feel like I'm floating. I've never been happier. I love you so much. But it's time to take the gag off, okay? Here you go. Did you like it? Did I please you? Oh. Yes. Yes. God. Fuck. I can't believe this is happening. I'm so sorry. Can I kiss you? Please? Yeah? I'll have to slide up on you. Get your abs dirty with our juices. Okay, here goes. That wasn't any good. I'm so. Honey bear, this is heaven. But why didn't you just let me in if you liked my body? And my personality? Are you sure? Gosh. I was trolling you? Like what? Like in those programs where they record you giving in to temptation and calling you a perv on TV? So you're saying that you had to resist me? My temptation? That it had an effect on you? I'm so glad. No, it was not a porn scenario. Was it? Did you really see it that way? Oh, shit. Yeah, I guess I was acting pretty thirsty. You know what's funny, though? I was holding back, too, the entire time. I'm so fucking thirsty for you that even that was me trying to be subtle about it. I hope you'll forgive me one day. Oh, right. Let me untie you. No? But what do you mean you have a better idea? Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yes, please. You, honey bear.